Okay, Burke, this is Brian, and we are recording this call. This is a question and answer session about our new service guest match. And why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself for the people that aren't familiar with you. Let them know a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today.
Sure. Well, thanks, Brian. My name is Burke Allen, and I am the CEO of a company called Allen Media Strategies. We're based here in Washington, D.C., and we're a media, marketing, and public relations firm, and we work with, being here in Washington, political folks, as well as lots of authors, lots of public speakers, some entertainers, both in television and movie business, and we help them to raise their media profile and focus in their media message, and that's what brought us to launching the Guest Match service as a joint venture with SpeakerMatch.com. And at Guest Match, what we're doing is sort of combining our resources as a PR firm, a media marketing firm, with the technology that SpeakerMatch has created as an online speakers bureau. And the goal is to provide media outlets access to a whole bunch of different experts on a variety of topics. And our plan is to get the word out to over 150,000 working television professionals, radio professionals, print and online media folks, to let them know to come into the site as a source or as a resource in order to pick up interview guests. And so we wanted to spend some time talking about what those profiles should look like on Guest Match to really entice the media people to be interested in talking with our Guest Match members.
Well, thank you. And just in case there are some people listening to this recording, at least, who aren't familiar with me and SpeakerMatch, I'll just give them a quick overview. My name is Brian Kaplowitz, and I am the president and CEO of SpeakerMatch, which is an online speakers bureau. And we provide leads to speakers to help them find, well, primarily to emerging speakers to help them find some speaking engagements. And my vision for this the Guest Match service is to provide something similar to Speaker Match for people who are looking for media attention, but not quite the same thing. With Speaker Match, we provide leads to the people who are looking for jobs, and it's really more like a job board. One of the things that we have is a place for speakers to post an online profile. So if a meeting planner is looking for their name or are looking for information on the speaker, they have a place to go look. They can see a basic summary of the speaker and what they have to offer. With the Guest Match service, it's a little bit different. This is focused towards the media, and a lot of speakers are looking for media attention, as well as a whole bunch of other people, which is why I partnered with Burke. But when it comes to getting media attention, things work a little bit differently. It's not typically a long lead time that you might have with somebody booking a speaker for an engagement, typically not any contracts involved or any long-term negotiation back and forth to get the right speaker for your event. When media is looking for somebody, they often need somebody right now, need somebody very soon to speak on a specific topic. And as I understand it, and Burke, correct me if I'm wrong, that as I understand it, when the media is looking for somebody, they go to the internet, they call some PR firms, but they do some searching to try and find the best guest they can, and typically as short of a time period as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed it exactly. And keep in mind, folks who are listening to this call, that the media landscape has changed dramatically in just the last 5 years. Everybody in our firm is a media professional. That sort of separates us out, I think, from a lot of the other PR firms. We are all radio professionals, television broadcasters, print journalist, to give you an example. We have somebody on staff that works for CBS Radio here in the market. We have another person who's a part of the C-SPAN family. My company owns a couple of radio stations, and I've been an on-air talent and programmer and general manager down through the years. So we all come at it from the media side of things. And the reason that the time is prime for a service like Guest Match is because in the last 5 years, media has constricted an awful lot. To give you a couple of examples, there's the phenomenon on TV of the backpack journalist. And even in major media markets like Washington, D.C., there's no longer a television reporter who goes out and does a story and brings a sound guy and a camera guy. He is, in the true sense of the word, a backpack journalist. He puts the camera on his shoulder. He goes out. He shoots the footage. He writes the script for himself. He does the entire package and even the editing back in the studio. In newspapers, quite often, we have found recently that those newsrooms have shrunken down so much. Just last week, Brian, we had an article written in a major Colorado newspaper that was written by someone on my staff because they just didn't have the manpower to write the article. So as these journalists, the TV reporters, the radio guys are looking for people, they need for us to make it as easy as possible for them. So with Guest Match, the idea is they can go there, use the keyword search, browse through Guest, and fill those talk show slots, fill those TV guest slots and those print sources very quickly and easily, and they can turn them very quickly.
So the vision for this, I don't know that I have communicated especially well, is that this site, Guest Match, is an online media kit. This is not a site for speakers to showcase their speaking profile as much as it is to showcase their what they have to offer to the media. So they can have something similar to a speaker profile, but this is really your expert portfolio. So you can have this is a place for you to showcase your expertise and showcase the kinds of things that the media is looking for. And that's what I want Burke to talk a lot about today, is the kinds of things that the media is looking for and how to properly set up your online media kit to get the best kind of attention and the best response to what you have to offer.
And we will absolutely spend a lot of time on that. And as I said, we'll open it up for specific questions from those of you who are listening to the call live. And I also want you to know that our company is very committed to this Guest Match partnership. This will help us. We regularly receive phone calls from major media outlets looking for guests. So if after this call is over, if you still have additional questions, by all means, we want you to email us at support@guestmatch.com. That's support@guestmatch.com. And if email doesn't work well for you, you can always call our office and we'll be very attentive to your needs. My number here in Washington is 703-589-8960. 703-589-8960. And Brian, one point that you made about this being different than your Speakers Bureau Speakers Match, speakers are phenomenal media guests because they're usually not mic shy. They usually carry themselves very well. And of course, the great thing that it brings to the speaker is an incredible credibility. You can say, hey, I was on CNN, or I was on the NBC affiliate in Wichita, or I was on the Glenn Beck radio program, for example. And that credibility can help you increase your fees, certainly increase the attention that you can get as a speaker. So, the two dovetailed nicely together.
That is a great point. You're absolutely right. Having a book and having an impact of media attention is great. Write up in a newspaper, in an article in a magazine, and certainly being on television, being presented as an expert helps. I've seen lots of speakers be introduced with a video that shows them on TV or shows a few clips of them being interviewed before they go into a formal introduction by an introducer, or maybe the introducer reads a little bit and then shows a clip, and that all just helps to position the speaker in the audience's mind. So it's a great tool to have any kind of of clips or anything for your media kit that you can show other people.
You bet. And the very first tip that I'd like to give guest match members is to pay an awful lot of attention is to the content that you put up on the site to make you as attractive as possible for these potential media hits. You want to make it easy for them to say, yep, that's the guy I want on the air, or yes, that's the lady that I want to quote as a source in my article for Parade Magazine or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. Make their job easy. And one of the ways that you make the job easy is make sure that that title, and this is one of the reasons, Brian, why I thought it was important for you to be on this call with me to talk about the technical aspect of this, the title that you put up there needs to really jump out, the topic title, to influence the media guys to be more apt to pick up the phone and call you or email you for a quote. And one of the ways that you can do that with your topic is to pay attention to what's going on in the world right now that are the hot media topics. And if there is some connection to what you can speak about on the air, you know, there's any sort of, even if it's a tenuous connection, and you feel comfortable addressing, you know, a hot media story right now, then by all means, you want to put that in your topic line. Can you talk about the BP oil spill, you know, with some level of credibility? Is there some connection that you've got there? Can you talk about this Mel Gibson story that is a big, you know, relationship story right now? You know, that's gobbling up an awful lot of media attention. So think about the things that get media attention. I noticed that one of our guest match members has a topic headline that's perfect. It's new Inception movie, is DiCaprio's dream hijacking actually possible? That's perfect tie-in. That's the number one movie in America right now. So look for in the topic line ways to reflect what the media wants to talk about. And once you get that interview, then you'll have an opportunity to sort of redirect a little bit and of course, you know, get your book jacket up on the TV screen or get a plug-in for your website. So, you know, the outlet will still serve you in that way.
So what I like to tell people to do is to look at the headlines on like Yahoo News or Google News or any kind of feed that shows news headlines and kind of use that as a guide for developing your own headlines. I'm looking at the homepage right now. One of them is now the right time to start a business? And I can hear in my mind a talk show host on the radio saying exactly that thing. Is now the right time to start a business? We're going to be talking to so-and-so right after the break. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing you're going for to get their attention. You want to give them something that they want to share with their listeners or with their viewers, right?
No, you're exactly right. And look for that specific, you know, right now tie-in for that. For example, we mentioned Glenn Beck earlier in the conversation. For those of you who aren't familiar with Glenn Beck, he hosts the third most listened to radio program in America. And he also hosts an afternoon talk show on the Fox network. Glenn Beck announced yesterday that he's been diagnosed with something called macular dystrophy, which means that he could go blind in the next year sometime. So if you're someone that can talk about, you know, visual things, that's going to play very well, not just to Glenn Beck, but to other Fox News hosts, because that's a big story right now. Lindsay Lohan going to jail, that's a big story right now. So can you talk about, you know, keeping your adult children together with some, you know, semblance of authority? Then you want to be there. That's, you know, another big story right now.
Okay. I have some questions in front of me that people have submitted online. Maybe the best thing to do would be to start talking a little bit about the kinds of things that can go into an online media kit on the guest match site and how to make sure that you have the right kinds of things on there. We offer a lot of different options for you to post things. You can put your biography on there, videos, program ideas, some audios, photos. What kinds of things are the media looking for, Brooke? Are they looking for all of those, any of those? And what should you be thinking about when you're putting this stuff up?
Well, yeah, they're looking for all those things. You just want to make it super easy for them. And you know, this is a brand new service. We're all beta testers in this thing, so we're taking it through the paces right now. That's why you get this phenomenal opportunity to sign up at such a low price for a service like this. And you know, to give all of our listeners a point of comparison, major PR firms charge more than 10 times the amount of a guest match subscription each month. So that gives you an idea of you know, if you're paying $299 a year, most major PR firms charge way more than 10 times that a month for the service. So when you want to make it easier for the media guys to get to you, you want to have, you mentioned a photo. Yeah, a good current photo is huge. For the print guys and the online guys, make it easy for them to grab, you know, that picture. One of the questions I have for you, Brian, so we'll kind of turn it back, is within the text of, you know, the media pitches people put up there, how does the keyword search function sort of crawl through that? If a media pro goes to keyword search, what will it pick up, for example?
That's going through primarily the program listing, so the topic ideas that you put in, the pitches that you have for the media. If a media person is looking for BP oil spill, it's going to look through the pitches that you have. And with every pitch that you put in, every program idea that you put in, I think we labeled it pitches. For the people that are entering it. There's a place where they can type in a full description. They have a title. They have a subtitle. And there's also a keyword box where you need to type in some keywords. And even if those keywords are not specifically in your description, those will still be found when somebody types that term in for the search engines. So if you are I don't know if you post something about how to deal with a toothache. Healthcare could be a keyword that might not necessarily show up in your write up about how to deal with a toothache. So you could put something that is related to the topic so that it will come up in the searches. But even if that word doesn't fit into the general description that you might have.
Got it.
So BP oil spill may be a term that you would type in, even though your program is not necessarily referring to that, right?
Okay. So the topic listing for latest program is where the keyword search goes. So that's where you want to put those real sticky words. All right. That makes perfect sense. I'll give the listeners an opportunity to go to the site and take a look at an entry that Aaron in our office, our director of client services, put in for one of our clients to give you an idea of some of the different things that are available. One of our clients at Allen Media Strategies that we work with for years is a gentleman named Homer Hickam. And Homer was the author of the book Rocket Boys, which became the movie October Sky. And he gets a ton of media attention dealing with a couple of different topics. One, anything that has to do with NASA, because he was a NASA rocket scientist for years. Another topic he gets called on a lot is the mining industry. He did a lot of major media when the Big Branch mining disaster happened back in West Virginia in the spring. And so we put up, just to sort of put guestmatch.com through its paces, some listings for Homer Hickam. And if you go to Homer, one of the first things you'll see is a good headline there. Former NASA engineer Homer Hickam on canceling return to moon. So, you know, there's your headline.
So if people – I'm sorry, Burke. If people are online right now and they're on the Guestmatch website, what are you putting in to find Homer?
In the keyword search, I put his name, Homer Hickam, H-I-C-K-A-M.
Okay. It looks like you can just put in Homer, and that's going to bring up that listing.
Okay.
By
no means is this, perfect as we're all working through it, but I wanted to give you an example of what we do. The first words in the headline there of this media pitch is INTOP, or interview opportunity, which is shorthand that the media would be familiar with. And then you see the way that we sort of worded this particular media alert. It has a few words that are bolded out to jump off the page. you will see about halfway down after the first two introductory paragraphs a list of sample questions. And these are huge because the media guys, as we talked about, they're so overburdened right now. If you give them a list of sample questions there, you'll be amazed, Ryan. About 85 to 90% of the time, the interviewer will stick to that list of sample questions just because they've got so much on their plate and they're so short staffed. So if you can list some sample questions, that's fantastic. At the very bottom, I have it pointed towards us with an email address and a phone number in the very last line there to interview Homer Hickam, contact Aaron Leisner. Of course, if you as a guest match member, you want to make sure your phone number and your email address are right there. Make it easy for them to find you. I might even recommend that you put that contact information at the top right under the headline as well as at the bottom. You know, function is more important than form here. Make it easy for them to find you. And then on the right side, it says...
So, and I'm sorry. I think that we're going to actually automate that the entry of that. Because people do put in their contact information already into the system, so I can probably just automatically populate the entries with that.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
So you don't even need to type it in, right?
Yep, just make it easy for them to find you, easy and prevalent. Under the More About Homer Hickam section, there's a bio with several different photos that, again, can be grabbed by the print and the blog guys. And then, you know, we put lots of additional media up there. We put video and audio clips, most specifically, so that media guys feel comfortable about having you on the air. So there's some clips of Homer. It looks like Aaron loaded in a couple of Fox News national hits he did. There's a promotional clip that he did around his book about the mining industry where he visited the Console Mine. So if you've got a short clip of you doing a speech, if you don't have any TV interviews, then you might want to put a short, really powerful, well-representative video clip of you, just so producers can get an idea of who you are, what you look like. Same with radio stuff. If you have a radio interview, you know, post it under the audio clips so that they can hear what you sound like, and they just get, it gives them a comfort level of what you're all about. If you blog, if you have a website, you know, make sure that those are all linked there. And, of course, you know, the key to the topics that you can discuss.
Okay, there is one thing that I want to let people know. I have made a change since you put this entry in.
Okay.
If you are looking at his entry for the program, where you have that INT-OP headline, there
right.
are some bold words in his listing there. I've changed the way that works a little bit. I did have it so that you could stylize the text and use bold and italics and colors and things like that in here. I changed it so that these listings are just plain text, so you won't be able to bold anything or italicize anything. It keeps it looking more consistent. It's a lot cleaner look for the media who are going through these listings, and it also makes it easier for putting together a feed that provides these to the media, provides all this information to the media. It will come out a lot cleaner without having some of the HTML codes and other things that people are putting in there. So
you make a great point, Brian.
A little bit simpler.
When people load their text in, they should load it from Notepad or something like that rather than Word, which may have some code in it already. Is that right then?
I think even if you do paste from Word, it'll still just be the same as Notepad. It'll just come through as plain text. So you can clean it up with putting in returns and all that like you normally would, but it's just not stylized text in this section.
Got it.
I did leave the I left the ability to stylize your profile. So like Homer has the photos in there, and I don't think he has any other font changes or anything, but you'll still be able to do that.
Okay.
At least for now.
One thing that, and by all means, again, if any of our listeners have suggestions on ways that we can make this bigger, better, stronger, faster, please let us know. We're very interested in that. I noticed that, and this is a suggestion, and we'll throw it out there for you. One of the clients for Guest Match has the same image across several different pitch angles, and I wonder if there is a specific image that you can use that speaks to that particular pitch angle if you shouldn't use that instead. And because we were just talking about Homer Hickam, who has these two very sort of separate things he talks about and is about to introduce a third one, by the way. He talks a lot about NASA. Secondarily, he talks a lot about the mining industry. And the third thing, he has a book coming out in November about dinosaurs because he's a paleontologist. He goes dinosaur hunting. We would recommend for those three separate pitches to him as a client that there's perhaps a picture with him in his NASA jacket for all the NASA stuff, in a mining helmet for his mining stuff, and holding, you know, one of the T-Rex bones or skulls that he's found for the dinosaur stuff. So your image, if at all possible, should match whatever that topic is. Does that make sense, Brian?
That makes perfect sense. And I have a really good tip for people. A lot of times people don't have specific images or photographs that they've taken that apply specifically to the topic they're posting. There is a great way to get around that and to put in a really interesting photo that the media will like. And what I like to do is go to Flickr. It's FLICKR.com. There's no E. FLICKR.com. Go to Flickr.com and do a search for any kind of image you want. If this is a NASA image that you're looking for, you could do that. You could do space shuttle, something like that. Go ahead and type in that keyword, and you'll come up with a lot of images. Now, here's the important part. If you want to use this on your profile, when you do that search, you need to click on Advanced Search once you type in your keyword on the home page. And from the Advanced Search page, go down to the bottom of the page and check off Only Search Within Creative Commons Licensed Content. And what that's going to do is give you photos that you can use or images that you can use. There's illustrations, graphics, photos, all kinds of things. But they're things that you can use without having to pay any royalties to anybody else. It's like a free – it's copyrighted work, but they're giving you a free license to use it when you are circulating something. So feel free to find some great images there and use them in your speaker match profile or your guest match listing. You can use that on your guest match page. And you don't need a large size. So if you find an image you want to use, the small one should be fine because you can see what size they're shrunk down to. You can just go ahead and grab the small one, smallest one that they have. And I think that it will add a lot of interest to the listings. You'll see as you're going through this, as you browse through the listings, that the photos or images that people have attached to the program can have a big impact on whether or not somebody might want to click on it.
Another recommendation I wanted to make to the GuestMatch members is once you are reasonably comfortable with what you've posted up there, you've got, you know, a good photo, you've got a couple of good topics, your writing is good, you know, do all the stuff that you're taught to do in school. You check your grammar, you check your punctuation if you want folks to feel comfortable with you. Then I would recommend that you use the GuestMatch page as a way to do some outbound, reach to media outlets as well. We're, of course, going to promote it to lots of media to come to this site, but there's no reason that if you have a media contact that you can't just send them a link to your page on the site because all your information is right there. So by all means, you know, reach out to your local newspaper, your local radio station, your local television station, and point them to your guest match page. It'll show them that you're serious about what you're doing and boost your credibility level.
And, one of the things that we will be adding is the personalized links like we have on SpeakerMatch, so you can have guestmatch.com/Homer Hickam. That will be coming soon, but don't have that option yet. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Burke, I would like to open up the call for a little while.
Great.
Or at least give people an opportunity to ask some questions directly while we have them on the phone. If you do have a question, dial *2 on your telephone keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be brought into the call. Be glad to let you ask your question directly. If I don't get any star twos, then we'll go on to the online questions. Okay, it looks like Kirk has a question for us. Kirk is calling from Arizona. I think he said Tempe, Arizona. Go ahead.
Actually, Mesa, Arizona, Brian.
Mesa, Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, here's a
question. What can we do for you?
Yeah, you know, hey, this is great. Thank you for creating this service. I think it's going to be a great success. And as I've looked around, I can tell that there's already a wide variety of listings in there. So, Burke, I was wondering, do you offer a service where you would, for a fee, create someone's profile?
You know, we had not to this point, but if there's a need, you know, find a need, fill a need, we'll certainly be happy to do that. We have a lot of expertise in the writing piece, so if that is a service that anyone on the call is interested in, please feel free to reach out to our office, and we'll be happy to take care of it. Our number here is 703-589-8960, and we do this a lot for a lot of people, Kirk.
Okay, so, thanks.
No reason to not do it for the guest match members. We want to make you successful.
Great. Thanks, Kirk. If anybody else has a question, again, just dial star 2 on your telephone keypad. Okay, it looks like we do have some questions that have been submitted online, so let me go ahead and browse through here and see what I can pull out that sounds good. Well, there's some specific technical issues, so I'll go over a couple of those. Jeff from Arlington wants to know how to insert a picture into his bio page. All right, Jeff, I'm going to walk through this, and if you are online with me, then you can follow along. If you are listening right now, I'll just kind of give you a general overview that hopefully you'll be able to follow. Actually, I need to log in so that I can use it. But what I'm doing is I'm going to the bottom of the page at the Match homepage, and if you click on Member Login, that'll take you to the place where you enter your login information. From your member center, once you log in, there is a place to edit your profile. It just says update my profile. And when you click on that, there is a section for your biography. There's a toolbar there that's a lot like a Microsoft Word toolbar. And on that toolbar is a link, is an image to add a link. You know what? That was the other thing that we took out. Now that I'm looking at it, we took out the ability to insert a photo directly. The images we added a center for you to add to your picture album. We don't have a way for you to put that into your profile directly right now. You can add a picture to your profile by clicking the link above that box. There's a browse button, and it looks like you've already done that, Jeff. That's where it is. So I apologize that Homer's profile looks a little bit fancier than the ones that we have in there, but I'm trying to give you as much functionality as I can without causing any potential problems for getting the pages to show up nicely for the meeting planners, so, or for the media people. I got to get my terminology right, Brooke. I'm still used to speakers and meeting planners. So
that's all right.
Media guests and media, what do we call them, media producers?
Yeah, producers and bookers are who you're going after, and, of course, the on-air hosts.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll tell you, as long as the media is clean and they're able to pull it off, you know, the photos are clean, and, you know, that's all that matters. It's all
right.
About
what I did was
down there.
So you'll see at the bottom of your profile, there's now a link. If you have photos and uploaded images, there's a link to that section with your photos so the media can browse through those. Won't look quite the same as Homer's, but I think that it's still a good alternative. Okay, it looks like we have another caller on the line from Burbank, California. Go ahead and tell us who you are, and you can go ahead and ask your question.
I'm Artis Bavin, and I had a question about does the media call you directly, or do they go through you and then you call us to notify us that someone might be interested?
You would, ma'am, you would post your contact information directly on the page there, and they would call you or email you. So we would recommend that you, you put both a phone number and an email address. And, you know, something as simple as making sure it's a phone number that you regularly check and answer and an email address that you regularly check and answer will exponentially increase the number of media opportunities that you get.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome very much.
Sure. Yeah, and as I was saying before, from what I understand, a lot of times the media is looking for somebody right away. If there was a shooting at a high school, they may want to talk to some psychologists who can give them some insights on what's going on right now. So they may make a call and be ready to interview somebody in the next 10 minutes. Right, Burke?
No, no, you're exactly right. We got just a couple of weeks ago, we got a call from a major television network who needed someone on within, 45 minutes, and we scrambled and made it work and got it done. So that happens on a pretty regular basis. You just want to make it easy for them. Along those lines, Brian, I wanted to ask you very quickly. I'm looking at a profile from a guest match member. His name is Stephen Balzac. And he has a great headline, "What Does General McChrystal Tell Us About Leadership?" At the bottom, it has his phone number and then an email address. The email address is not an actual link. Is that the way it will show up on each of these, or is there a way to make the email address a link that the media can click right on?
I will. That's what I was saying. Because they put their contact information in the system already,
right.
I'm going to remove the necessity of putting that in on every listing that you type. I'll add a section for contact information so the media can just click on an email address or
great.
Send a message or see your phone number. So I'll make
great.
That really
easy.
So
when you add the contact information, it'll become a link. Perfect.
Right, and the nice thing about doing it that way is that if your phone number changes or your email changes or you want to change anything about your contact, you'll change it in one place and it will update all of your listings.
Perfect. And again,
so
that's
don't
not
enter it
thing.
In your listings.
Yeah. There you go. And do you know from a time frame standpoint when that piece will be up and moving?
I probably can get that in today.
Great.
So, it says Paul is messaging me, click call from an iPhone. Oh, if the phone number's on there, then you'll be able to touch the number to call directly if they're using
that's
it on something like that. If they have Skype on their machine and some other extensions, they'll be able to click on that phone number too.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's pretty neat the way things are working now. All right, I have another caller from Massachusetts, it looks like. MA is Massachusetts, I believe.
Yep.
Right. Go ahead. Let us know who. What is your name and what's your question?
Well, hi. Well, this is Steve Balzac, and
hey,
since
Steve.
You happen to pick one of my pitches to look at, I figured I'd ask you, what else should I do with that to get it noticed?
Well, I think that sort of the key is going to be continually looking for the fresh angle, and you did a nice job with the McChrystal piece. That was a couple of weeks ago. So what's the next, if your topic is leadership, what's the next leadership story that you can latch on to? If somebody does it really well or if somebody does it really badly,
Okay.
And just keep an eye out for those kinds of things that you can speak on. And then also I noticed as I read through your profile, you have a book that's out from McGraw-Hill in the fall. You know, talk with your publicist at McGraw-Hill and see what sorts of pitch angles they may come up with for the media and make sure that you guys are sharing information there. We work a lot. We're hired a lot by publishers, and we work sort of in tandem with their in-house publicists because they're so covered up. They may have 60 books out that month.
I know. They get pretty crazy.
Sure. But, you know, should they come up with something interesting, then by all means you want to share that information.
Okay. So basically, if they come up with something, throw it right up there and try to get it in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And whatever the hot topic is that day. So your book title is The 36-Hour Course in Organizational Development, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so then I would also, you know, look for organizational things that may be falling apart. You know, for you, I would absolutely be all over the BP oil spill piece, you know, where it seems like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, and here are your recommendations on how to make that better.
That's fine. I was actually just putting together a post on that, a blog
yep.
post on. So I will turn that into a pitch.
That sounds great.
Okay, thanks.
Something else you mentioned before, Brooke, putting up some sample questions that the media might want to ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you recommend putting that in pretty much every pitch?
Yeah, for each of these pitches you put together, Steve, and everyone else listening on the call, you know, some sample questions would make a lot of sense. You know, how could BP be more organized? And Steve, I'll give you one other one just because it's sitting on my desk right now. This week, the Washington Post did this huge expose. It's a week-long series that made the national headlines about there are so many top-secret government organizations that have come in the wake of September 11th that they now have lost all control over them because nobody knows what the other is doing. There is no one central command. So check out the Washington Post website and do a little synopsis about that and make some recommendations on how the government can get all that under control.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for being a guest match member.
You're welcome.
Now, Brooke, while we're looking at this profile, I really like Stephen's photo that he has to the left of his headline.
Right.
If you're just listening, you can't see it online. It's a picture of Stephen, and it's a very professional-looking photograph with the back is kind of blurred out, and it just looks really, really nice. But I don't think that it goes along with the headline. I think that if a media person were browsing through the headlines, that wouldn't necessarily catch their attention. It might, but would you recommend using a photo of General McChrystal, for example, or some kind of image that speaks to leadership?
I think if specifically if Stephen has a photo of himself that speaks to leadership, I think that's preference number one. And here's why, Brian, because, you know, the newspaper or the blog can lift that photo and immediately use it. If there is no such image on your number one image, then you can certainly go to Flickr and grab something else. So, you know, I the biggest issue I have with photos, and we've seen this time and time again, is when they totally don't match, you know, what you're talking about. If you've got, you know, a glamour shot photo and you're trying to come across as a serious business person, then that's an issue. If you've got a bad yearbook photo, you know, if the photo does more harm than good, then you're much better off to go to a Flickr image that speaks to your topic. What I wouldn't do for Steve is if he does several different, you know, topics, if he does that Washington Post topic that I talked about and the McChrystal thing and the BP oil, I would have three different images, one for each.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And definitely don't have the same image for your pitch that you have for your profile, because
right.
then your pitch is going to show up like on this page. It'll show up with two of the same image, and that really is it's distracting.
That's right. No, I agree 110%.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
See if there's anybody else raising their hand. Oh, I dropped Steve out. Okay, I'm going to look back at the questions. And while I'm looking at the questions online, I would also like to hear from the people listening if they have any recommendations or suggestions for improving the site. We have a lot of things on our list that we think are going to make it better, but I would love to hear from your perspective what would make the site better, make it easier for you, any of the above. Dave from Denver would like to know if there's a problem with uploading videos right now. Well, yes, you can. Right now you can link to videos on YouTube. By the end of this week, most likely by the end of tomorrow, you will be able to upload videos directly to the site as well. And that will be unlimited videos. So you'll be able to upload as many photos as you want, audio files, and videos. I just wanted to make sure that our server was all set up correctly to handle that, and it looks like we should be fine, so I will be enabling that very shortly. The feature is already there, it's just not enabled so you can see it yet. So watch for that. Will we be adding more categories like social media or internet marketing? We are very open to adding categories, but I do want to keep the list down to a reasonable number. And that's the reason that we have the keywords on the programs or on the pitches. So if you have suggestions for generic, general, pretty general topic categories, then please submit those suggestions to us at support at guestmatch.com. Yes, categories like social media or internet marketing might make a lot of sense, and some of them may not make as much sense, so we may be getting rid of that to trim it down a little bit. What it's going to do is populate the list on the left side of the page where you look at the listing, so I don't want that to get too out of hand. The keywords that you're able to type into any specific listing should take care of any problems that you have so that the media will be able to find your topic no matter what. Can you add body language as a category? Yes. Just, again, make that suggestion to us at support@guestmatch.com.
Now, let me jump in here for a second, Brian, and speak to what you're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, when the media folks are looking here, most of the time they're not just going to be browsing around willy-nilly, oh, I've got to fill a slot, who should I get? Most of the time, but not all the time, they're going to know what they want, and they're going to come to this site looking for help with something specific, and many times they're going to use that keyword search function. So you need to make sure that your headline speaks to it. I'm going to type right now in real time in oil spill, because if somebody needs somebody to talk about oil spills, they should be able to go to the keyword search and find it. And guess what? There are no programs for this category. It's much more important to have someone with that in their headline than it is to list oil spill in that big laundry list of topics.
Right. Right, and we would never create a category for oil spill. So
right, yeah, just, exactly.
It wouldn't happen.
We have a listing here, yeah. Brian, of the top 20 talk radio topics, and a research study was done just a couple of years ago that I think it was 87% of all talk radio, conservative, liberal, middle of the road, always dealt with these top 20 topics, almost all of that content. So if you speak to one of those 20 things, you're always going to be in the pocket. And by the way, if any of our listeners would like a copy of that list, send a note to support@guestmatch.com. We'll be happy to email that over to you.
You know what? We'll post that on our site. We'll make that available.
Make it
in
easy.
The
all
member
right,
center.
Very good. I will send that over. We'll put it up in the member center. Great.
We'll put it up there. I'm looking at the list of program categories, Burke, and that may be something that you and your team can go through. And even the list of the top 20 with a few extra additions there might make more sense to have in the program categories instead of all the things that we have.
Okay.
If anything, I would trim down the list of categories to make it easier for the media rather than expand it.
Sure.
Okay, Laurel from New York City says that she's not so much interested in being in touch within the hour or the day, but longer-term major issues such as healthcare reform. Does the media do this kind of searching, and is this appropriate for Guest Match? I'll let you
great
answer
question.
That one.
Great question. Yes, and as a matter of fact, healthcare is one of those top 20 topics. It's so important to everyone. It's only going to get more important as the baby boomers age. And so because of that, that will always be a hot topic. What you may want to look at is what is the latest story that has to do with healthcare if you're interested in exponentially increasing the opportunity for the media to come to you. Because, healthcare is a big, broad topic. If there is a specific touch point you can give them, that'll just increase the chance that they'll reach out to you. But absolutely, healthcare is a great example of something that will always have a shelf life and will always be important.
Okay. Valencia in Chicago would like to know how long should video clips be? And let's see, and will you be addressing your offerings in media prep? And what can, okay, so two questions. First of all, how long should your video clips be?
Well, you know, YouTube clips, which right now is the medium to put them up before you get the rest of this up, those max out at 10 minutes. I will tell you that all of the television producers that we deal with, the video producers, are going to be looking at things for a very short amount of time, and I mean 30 seconds or less. If you don't grab them in the first 30 seconds, they're going to be gone. If you do and they like what they see, they'll watch it to the end. But as a touch point, the average television interview is 3 minutes or less. If you see a guest on the Today Show, that's a 3 to 4 minute clip. So if you got that, that's fine. No one will watch a 60-minute presentation. So I would keep it at certainly under 10 minutes. Probably 3 to 4 minutes is plenty.
Okay. So we have a couple questions. Burke, I'm not going to get into that on this call, because that's not really what this specific call is all about. But people would like to know about Allen Media Strategies and the types of services that you offer to help them with their profiles, to help them develop a platform and those kinds of things. So all of Burke's information is available on the Guest Match website. If you go to the Contact Us link at the top of every page, there's a form to fill out. His phone number is there and his email address is there. So all of those things work. And you can contact Burke directly and let him know if there's anything specific that you need. One more time, if you would like to ask a question, dial *2 to let me know that you have a question for us, and I can bring you in. We got about 5 minutes left. Now is a great time to ask anything specific about a listing that you have, how to put in a listing, anything about a photo. You let us know. We're here for you, and we want to make this service as good as possible for everybody. But this is the time to ask that. We'll probably do this again sometime, so keep thinking about it, but I will be happy to bring you in right now. Okay, it looks like Jeff has a question. Jeff is from Arlington, Texas. Go ahead, Jeff.
This is a question for someone who has not been out there in the media. Most of the people like myself on Guest Match would be more than willing to be a guest free of charge, but are there speaking or are there guest fees that are associated? What should somebody expect that's just a newbie to Guest Match?
Hey, Jeff, that's actually a really good question and something that lots of folks don't understand. When you're a guest on the air on a television show, radio show, newspaper, there is no speaking fee. It's sort of a quid pro quo in which the media gives you this exposure. And in exchange, what you very respectfully ask for, and what is certainly understood most of the time, Jeff, is that you'll have an opportunity to get a plug in, to mention your website that you want to drive people to, if you're on television, to hold up your book jacket or to mention the title of your book and where it's available. So that is sort of the unwritten understanding. You'll be able to plug a way for people to contact you when you do that media appearance. There is no speaking fee to be a media guest, though.
Well, that makes perfect sense. But having been through Speaker Match, I guess that's just part of our mindset as to, you know, what to expect. But that's absolutely fine.
Sure. And it's a great question. And, there's a whole wealth of information about how to do these really well. And we'll be posting a lot of stuff up on the website. And you should have a large packet of information that came from our office, too, with lots of good media tips on how to excel when you do these interviews. And I'm glad you're part of Guest Match.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited about the website.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We will be here at you can always call us at the phone number in the Help Center or send an email to support@guestmatch.com. But keep playing with the system. I just want to make sure that people really understand that this is not a site where – well, first of all, it's not a site to push your speaking profile, to speak your speaking, a site to push your speaking business. You're not really trying to sell that specifically here. You're trying to promote topic ideas to the media. And Burke, maybe you can talk just a little bit about how they can promote themselves as a speaker and promote their speaking services while still using the Guest Match system.
Well, I think for speakers, you know, the key to doing these media interviews is the exposure it gives you, number one, and the credibility it gives you. You'll be able to say, I was on CNN, I was on Fox News, and then go back and bring those clips and post them on your Speaker Match site and put them in your Speaker Match press kit to let people know, hey, I've done this media event. And it can be as small as your hometown radio station there in Pignuckle, Arkansas, or it can be a big national outlet. It all matters and it all helps. And I do want to emphasize to the folks that are new to this, be sure you read through that information booklet that we sent your way. It's got about 30 pages worth of content on how to make sure you do these interviews.